Decide to be authentic, the power and freedom of simply being you. It is not uncommon for entrepreneurs to struggle with their personal brand versus their professional brand, or perhaps better stated, who they are on the job versus who they are off the job. This challenge has never been more apparent or even problematic than it is now due to the incredible rise of social media. I mean, in reality, folks, there's no hiding anymore. The truth is, you can no longer have your entrepreneurial brand and a clear and separate personal brand that you wish or feel should be off limits and not used when a client or prospective client is considering working with you. You know, it may feel unfair or somehow judgmental when a prospective client uses what you consider to be your personal side when considering hiring you, but consider the following example. Suppose you are a parent looking for a nanny, and after all the interviews, you really liked two applicants, their credentials and their resumes. Then after they leave, you do a quick search on Facebook or another internet search, and you see pictures of what you consider to be less than safe or appropriate behavior. Now, I'm not here to be judgmental or of what someone does in their private life, but the fact remains, for many parents, seeing such pictures would be unsettling to say the least and a disqualifier to say the most. Truthfully, as entrepreneurs, giving this even 1 second's thought of deliberation about how this might be unfair and is just a complete waste of time and energy, folks. If you get caught up in worrying about what you deem unfair about this, you are bound, guess what? You're bound for Squishyville. For better or worse, this is the world we live in. There is no hiding who you are. Let me give you one more parent-themed example. You know, my wife and I have raised 4 kids, and thankfully, she did 90% of the work when it came to our kids. But and as they've all been, you know, mature adults living on their own, we have seen examples of our leading by example in the way our kids live their lives. And just like your kids are watching how you live your life and are learning from and making decisions from the examples you set, your customers and prospects are also drawing conclusions from the way you live your life. And more importantly, what they see of you and how you live your life. So the question is, as an entrepreneur who wants to achieve higher levels of success, how do you use the fact that we are all operating in an online and ever-connected world and use it to grow our business? The answer is simple and actually quite relieving. Decide to be your authentic self all the time. There should not be a personal brand and a separate small business owner brand. So do what I mean by being authentic. And you might ask, well, tell me what you mean, Jim. What do you mean about being authentic? Well, the dictionary describes authentic as not false or an imitation, true to one's own personality, spirit, or character. The key is authenticity all the time in every place. The relieving part for many is that when you choose to drop what I call the corporate facade and be authentic, you can simply be the genuine, unedited version of yourself. This reminds me of the expression, the truth shall set you free. When you're always authentic and truthful, you don't have to remember what you told to whom and when. Practically speaking, how does this work as you build your business? You know, I learned this powerful lesson about being authentic when I started doing my weekly videos in 2009. At first, I tried to be the consummate professional business person. I kept a very business-like straight face. I delivered in kind of an authentic tone some good business advice and wisdom. And the trouble is, while I do have some good business advice and wisdom to share, I'll be the first to admit I am not a buttoned-up professional businessman. The result did not come across authentic or genuine. It did not come across how I intended it. It was just, again, it was not authentic. The real authentic me, the real authentic Jim Palmer, occasionally messes up my words. More often than not, my brain and mouth are in a race to see what comes out first. I like to laugh. I like to have fun. I like to wear casual clothes. I like to talk about my grandson, my pets, and my boat. And while I don't flaunt it, I'm not shy about being a Christian. I love to help, and I love to serve others. I get genuinely excited when I help other entrepreneurs get an idea or give them an idea or a tip that helps them get their business going or growing. When this happens, I honestly feel like a kid in a candy store, and when I retell such a story on camera, it shows. If you watch my videos today, you will see that I'm not only unscripted, but I'm 100% comfortable being who I am. I am the authentic self that I just described. I'm reminded of a time when I was speaking to a couple hundred entrepreneurs about entrepreneurial success and how to grow a dream business. And on this particular trip, my wife Stephanie went with me, and we stayed and had a few extra days of R&R. Well, after my hour-plus long presentation, again, just being who I am, sharing some good information, someone went up to Stephanie in the back of the room and said, "Hey, what's Jim like at home?" And she replied, "You just saw it. He's like that all the time." You know, if you agree with me and decide to flip the switch and drop your double persona and simply be your authentic self all the time, you are going to attract more of the people you are meant to attract. But I got news for you. You're also going to repel some of the people that you're not ideally suited to work with. If that troubles you, my advice is this: get over it. You're not meant to please or work with everyone, and life is too short to even try to play that game. So what about social media and authenticity? A quick last word about being authentic in a social media-driven world. You know, from a marketing perspective, as an entrepreneur or small business owner, I believe it is your job to be authentic. However, that doesn't mean it gives you the freedom to share every last intimate detail about your life. You don't talk about necessarily all your medical stuff. You don't talk about things and your personal views and things like that. Now, you might ask, "Well, Jim, how's this being authentic?" Well, I'm not suggesting you don't keep your mouth shut some of the time. And, you know, in reality, it's a fair question. So let me first tell you that the only reason I choose to be on social media, on any social media platform, is to build my brand, to grow my business. That's it. I'm not on Facebook to stay connected with my family and friends. If someone's important to me, I love getting on the phone to them. I visit with my grandson on Skype or on, you know, my chat on my iPhone or things like that. I am on social media just like on my blog or anything else because of one reason. It's to build my brand. It's to connect me, help people get to know me better. I use social media to stay connected with current customers and clients and showcase who I am and what I have to offer, such as my coaching programs, no-hassle newsletters, no-hassle social media, etc. And to that end, I authentically share things about me to help create and support the brand and the image of who I am and what I can do and how I can help. Social media helps prospects get to know who I am. What I do not post about and share my feelings on are certain what you might call hot topics or the flashpoint of the day. I guess the best way to describe what that means is the old adage that what cab drivers used to use: don't discuss sex, politics, and religion. Just like you, I have my own opinions about local and world affairs, but as a growth-oriented entrepreneur, I believe two things. One, sharing my views on such hot topics not relevant to my business will not move the ball forward. And as it relates to my business, number two, I really feel this, folks, except for a few close friends, who the heck cares what Jim Palmer thinks anyway? I mean, just because social media exists doesn't mean it's your personal platform to bare your soul and share your feelings and try and convince other people that you're right and they're wrong. And again, the truth is, who cares anyway what you think? I'm being harsh here, but it's reality. I'm sure you've seen some threads on Facebook where someone says something provocative, whether it's, again, whether it's about Jesus or whether it's about the government or the war, whatever it is. And next thing you know, there's 45 comments back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, people arguing their position, people trying to convince the other person they're wrong and I'm right. It's not a case of who's right or who's wrong. In my opinion, such a thread leaves people feeling uneasy. And some of these people are your potential customers, so stop it. If you want to use social media to debate, share your opinions and views on different topics, that's your option. It's there. Go for it. What I'm telling you is you can't do both. So if you're an entrepreneur that wants to use social media as another platform to spread your message, the bottom line is this: stay focused on who you are, the kind of person you are, what you offer, what your brand is, what you bring to the table, how you can add value. Continuously generate good content, usable content, actionable content that's going to support your brand, who you are, and do it in an authentic way. You know, along those lines, Coach Melanie has developed a formula to aid in making decisions that's also, I believe, applicable to your decisions about using social media. Here's what Coach Melanie has to say about her green light formula. One of the checks and balances that can help you ensure you're optimizing every investment, decision, and new opportunity is to ask yourself a few key questions. I call it the green light formula. First, ask, if I say yes to this, how is it going to get me my ultimate goal? Is it aligned or is it a distraction? I believe a lot of people say yes to things that have absolutely nothing to do with making the business they have more successful. They get distracted. The next question is, how will this make me more money? Look, folks, we're in business to make money, to turn a profit, not to have a hobby. Taking on a task simply because it's fun or because you know how to do it, that's going to lead to spending too much time on something, and that's not profitable. Finally, ask yourself, what will I be saying no to if I say yes to this? What will I be saying no to if I say yes to this? You know, we think we're superheroes and can do it all, but we're not. We don't really have that much bandwidth, and we don't really have that much time. You have to be aware of what's going on and what's going to be sacrificed all along the way. There has to be a level of accountability, so you're not chasing things anymore, wondering if they're going to work. Instead, get facts that will help you discern and build that muscle of making good decisions so you are optimizing. Trying to have two personas, business and personal, is far more effort than it's worth and ultimately becomes a roadblock as you build your business. Be who you are. Be your authentic self.